found yourself waiting for your partner to be in a good mood before you told them your bad news? Thinking very carefully before you respond to your girlfriend's question. Does this dress make me look fat? In many ways, our actions are influenced by how well we can explain and predict other people's behaviors based on their thoughts and feelings, or what researchers call theory of mind. Now, literature suggests that through our conversations and daily interactions, we learn about other people's thoughts and feelings, thus foster our theory of mind development. Now, deaf children with hearing parents have limited access to conversations, largely because children sign and their parents speak. Now, with minimal knowledge in sign language, hearing parents tend to limit conversations to topics that are tangible and practical, such as, what would you like to eat? Thus restricting deaf children's exposure to talk about feelings, thoughts, and other mental states. But how does this impact your theory of mind development? So my research compares theory of mind development in deaf and hearing participants in the Philippines. And what I've found so far is not only are deaf adults significantly delayed compared to younger hearing children, but they are behind other deaf children from other cultures by at least 6 years. So what does this imply? So imagine a scenario where a deaf adolescent girl and her boyfriend break up for the first time. He tells her, "It's not you, it's me." How will she understand that? How will they be able to work things out? Or a deaf child is trying to understand why his mate doesn't want to play with him. The mate tells him, "I'm having a bad day. I'm upset. You know, I don't want to play with you." How will we teach this deaf child empathy? Delays in theory of mind development could help explain why deaf children report greater problems in social interactions in peer relationships. So what do? Do we improve children's theory of mind? Maybe you can reflect on how you communicate with your children or your younger siblings. When they come home from school, don't just ask them, "What did you do in school today?" Rather, have a conversation. Ask them what they think about what they did, how they feel about what they did, and what they think other kids think and feel about what they did in school today. As my findings and other studies suggest, discourse is the royal road to understanding the mind. Thank you.